A Honduran woman is sitting with her young son outside the Holding Institute as the sun begins to set. The institute takes up an entire block in downtown Laredo and is filled with families just like hers. She's in an area where kids can play basketball or have some fun on the playground and swing sets. She says her dream has always been to find the best life for her son and didn't want anything bad to happen to him back home. The woman didn't want her name being used in fear that speaking out will hurt her claim for asylum. She says after they crossed the Rio Grande, they turned themselves over to Border Patrol agents and were sent to a processing center, then transferred to another facility. After being fully processed, she and her son were sent to a local church in Laredo. But the church was full, so they ended up at the Holding Institute instead. She says part of her did achieve her dream and part of her didn't, and that it's not easy. The woman says now they're waiting to travel to the Northeast, where they have family, and will wait for their day in immigration court. She says during their journey to get here, she lost her husband in Monterrey, and she hasn't heard from him in more than 2 weeks. Inside the Holding Institute, a man from Central America begins to play his guitar to a room full of migrants who have just arrived. Families with their children make their way to tables where volunteers will bring them food. Some of the asylum seekers will stay here for a couple of hours, while others will stay here for several days. They're all heading to destinations across the country to wait for their day in immigration court. Michael Smith is the executive director of the institute and says they've been helping migrants for a while now, about 50 people per week, but recently that number quadrupled.
About a month ago that changed because of all the massive amounts of people that are in the valley, El Paso. We started to receive about 200 people a day. We're getting people from detention centers. We're getting people from the ports of entry. We're getting people that are released directly from ICE or CBP.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection has also sent migrants to other cities and states via bus and aircraft to relieve regions like El Paso and the Rio Grande Valley, which are at the forefront of the influx. Smith says the Holding Institute didn't get much of an advance notice from CBP.
We had a meeting on Thursday. The large numbers began Friday, the next day.
Smith says the institute has struggled with basic things like paying the rent and keeping the power on, and he's had to use his own money to pay for things like medical supplies. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar represents Laredo. He added language to an appropriations bill that would make it easier for organizations like the Holding Institute to be reimbursed by the federal government for their work with migrants.
I'm hoping where now we will set aside $30 million a year that will then the cities, the counties, and the nonprofits can apply directly for reimbursement for food, diapers, transportation.
Cuellar pushed to make money available for reimbursement during the last migrant influx in 2014. He says money went to the state of Texas and entities had to ask the state for reimbursement. Cuellar says many local communities and nonprofits never received any money, and he wants to make sure that doesn't happen this time around. That idea has bipartisan support and is making its way through both the House and the Senate. Michael Smith of the Holding Institute says he appreciates the effort to help get organizations like his reimbursed. And regardless of whether he sees any money this time, he's going to continue helping migrants in need. In Laredo, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.